Today's learning is sponsored by Zecher Nishma Shem David Ben Yechiel by Moshe and Sidney Harris. Also, in honor of the birthday of Reb Moshe Berger. Is there a birthday cake? Where's the birthday cake? And the candles. I don't know if all the candles fit. Mr. Shem, you can get all the candles. Okay. We are in Nundalin Amid Beis. And we learned, we ended up saying that the reason the Torah wrote Eishes Ochav Nidahi is to tell me, I don't know if we finished the Rashi, I think we did, yeah, is to tell me that you would think Eishes Ach, if he divorces her and he has no children, is not an Erva. Meaning, without the Pasuk Eishes Ochav Nidahi, we would rather interpret that the Erva of Eishes Ach doesn't exist once the brother divorces her and there's no children. Because that way we're making Yibum a lesser Chiddush. Instead of saying Yibum allows you to marry an Erva, we say she's not an Erva anyway. Yibum makes it a mitzvah, and without Yibum you're allowed to, or maybe an Isser Aseh, but there's no Erva. That way Yibum doesn't end up being a Chiddush that is Daicher Karis, like we've been learning all along. So in order to save and say that it's not such a big chiddush, it would make sense to say that a person who divorces his wife, a brother who divorces his wife, is no longer Eishes Ach if there are no children. Comes along the Pasuk Nidahi and says no. As long as the brother is alive, there is an Erva, regardless if he's married to her or divorced to her. That's what Nidahi says, that just like Nida has no heter, right, while the blood is there, while she's usher, the Eishes Ach has no heter while the brother is alive. Even if he divorces her, it remains an erva, and Yibum is a big chiddush that we're allowing an erva. That's what we said, and now we move on. We are on Nun Daon Amud Beis, and we are in the fourth wide line. Okay, so remember, the Torah wrote Harov three places. He wrote it by Nida, he wrote it by Eishes Ach, and it wrote it by Achais Av, Achais Ein. There were three ervas that the Torah taught me, Hara. Nida ends up being the source of everything through a hekesh. Yesterday we spoke out the hekesh of Rabbi Yonah. The Rabbi Yonah said, it says at the end of the parashas, Achimai, Tichol HaShiyas, and Mikol HaTeiva, Seidlu V'nichusu. That tells me all Arayas are Karas. It also tells me, right, that Hara, all Arayas are equal. And just like the Torah said by Nida, that Hara is considered a Biyam, so it is by all Arayas.
Why is Nida more of a source than the other two?
I think it's the first one. I'm not sure. I'm not even sure. I didn't look it up. But for some reason, it was the first pasuk that Gemara brought. It's more than Eishes Ach, because Eishes Ach, it says Nidahi. So we'd rather use Nida. The child is wise and better than Achai Tavach Nisim. And I think the Gemara answers that anyway in a different way in a moment. So that's the source that Harah works. So now that leaves us with two psukim that the Torah wrote Nida by one and Harah by the other. For what reason? So we answered one of them, that Eishes Ach Nida is to tell me the parameters of the Erev of Eishes Ach. That's what we answered yesterday. That without Eishes Ach Nidahi, the parameters of Eishes Ach would be viewed differently than they actually are. So by writing Nida, It defines the parameters of the Isra of Eishes Ach. Now we're left with one pasuk that the Torah wrote, Harah. Why did the Torah write Harah, Achais Av, Achais Ein? Why? We already know Harah from Nida. And we're not defining any parameters of Achais Av, Achais Ein. Or why is it writing Harah? It doesn't even say Nida there, it just says Harah. Mekaira Hera. I think it does Mekaira Hera. What was the pasuk? Why did the Torah write that? So we're left with one pasuk that we don't know why the Torah did. Talk to Gemara. So it's fourth line from the top of the bottom, into the wide lines. El harah d'chsiva gav achais av achais ein b'amali. Why did the Torah write harah by achais av achais ein? Talk to Gemara. The boy minei Ravina Marava. It's to come to tell me Ravina Shaila from Rava. What's Ravina Shaila from Rava? Hamara b'zocher mahu. Now, if somebody does harah in a male to male, obviously it would be from the backside where there's penetration. Is harah by a zocher also considered mishkim zocher? That's the question. Zokta Gemara, why would I think not? The zocher, mishkim ha'isha k'siva. The Torah writes by zocher, he lived with a zocher, mishkim ha'isha. Whatever counts by a woman as a mishkav would count by a zocher as a mishkav. Why would I think I need an extra pasuk by zocher?
List in the
right. List in the right. So why would I think zocher? Now you could always make a claim that zocher is different than the lady, but Lamaisa the Torah said mishkav ha'isha, so the Torah equated them. So I don't need a pasuk for harah by zocher.
Included in the hekesh of nida.
Because the Torah said Mishkav Ha'isha would be included in the Hekesh of Nida, correct. Without Mishkav Ha'isha, you can make an argument that it's, even though it's in the parish of Arayas, it's not Arayas. There are things there that are not Arayas. It has Moloch there, it has other things in that parasha. Right? You could say that's not in the regular, when we talk about Harah, we're talking man to woman, not man to man. But now that the Torah said Mishkav Ha'isha, the Torah equated the two. Again, because the Asatayim Seila includes a whole parsha, but again, it would have to be a living together that harah. If you don't view zocher as living together, then zocher would be different. And the answer is that Tyra did by writing the word mishkav ha'isha. So I don't need a special pasuk by zocher because it's included in the fact that the Tyra said zocher is treated like a woman.
Did the Torah explicitly say that
it's interesting. It's interesting because I happened today to bump into Gemara and Urias. South of the Shemaya that I did. The Gemara there wants to know what Bezim paskened. What did Bezim matter by Nida? That is considered something that the Tzedukim don't agree to. The Gemara said there that for Bezin to be chayav a carbon, for par helm, davar shel tzibur, for pasking wrong, it has to be something that Tzedukim are not masking to. So the Gemara wanted to say harah. So the Gemara said harah is a pasuk, the Tzedukim agreed to that. So the Gemara wanted to say shloi kedarka. So the Gemara said that's also a pasuk. It says mishkavei, two ways of living. So that includes shloi kedarka. So the Gemara says, Harah Shaloi Kedarka is not Beferish. Chazal darshan it, because since the Torah equated Harah to Bia and the two Mishkavas to each other, so Chazal expanded it to mean Harah Shaloi Kedarka also, from a drasha. But the Tzukim don't see it in the Pasuk. It doesn't say Harah Shaloi Kedarka. So that was Bezin Sasak. That's one of the answers of the Gemara there. On the Abdaladam and Alvin Rif. I happened to bump into it today. So, the answer to your question is it's not explicit in the pasuk, but by the fact that the Torah equated kedarka shaloi kedarka by women, and equated harah to gmar bia by women, it automatically equates it for harah as well.
Isn't that a good jump that you can go for a zocher?
Well, if it's true by a woman and the Torah said a man is like a woman, it's included. I don't need an extra pasuk. And for the gemara la mara bebehema mahu. The case would be somebody does harah with a behema. Now that's not a real bia. Well, we consider it a bia on the last amud because it is an act of penetration. But the bottom line is it's not really an act of living with a human. It's bestiality. And therefore, without an extra pasuk, I would say harah by behema is different. It's not a regular relationship of normal human beings. And therefore, I need a special pasuk of harah extra by Achois Av, Achois Eim, right? It's written by Achois Av, Achois Eim, but I don't need it for Achois Av and Achois Eim, so I say it's going to tell me that Harah by Behemoth is also Chayef. So again, by writing an extra pasuk by a father's sister and a mother's sister, which makes it, it's an extra, so we have a rule in the Torah, whenever you have an extra pasuk, you look for where you can use it, and we have a case of someone living with an animal is Chayef, Misa. But one can argue that that's not really a relationship that is included in Mishkav Ha'isha, and therefore would not be included Harah. So, so there, I'm sorry, I assume the cough is a reaction to my my vaccination. So therefore, I was having cough like this, and who knows going. So therefore, Pasuk wrote Harah b'achoy tzah b'achoy tzeim to tell me Harah by behema. It's called an eina inyan. If I don't need it, as right, amalei eina inyan, right. I don't need it for achoy tzav achoy tzeim. The atzim bekeishim and rabbiyana. So I learned it out from a hekish. So I use it for behema. Rashi, zokt Rashi, mishkav eisha. Even the beisha v'arah mishkav. If by a woman we said partial is considered a mishkav, the mele itzur bezachar the bezachar ksim be mishkav eisha. By Zohar it says, Mishka Ve'isha, which equates living with a man to living with a woman. However, animals are not included, and therefore we needed an extra pussy for animals. Frank the Gemara. Let me explain what the Gemara is going to ask. We're using an extra pussy that we have by Achay Sa'ab Achay Tzeim to teach me Behema. Achay Sa'ab Achay Tzeim is Karas. Behema is Mises Ben. Wouldn't it make sense that the Torah should write the extra pussy by something that's Mises Bezen, rather than by something that's Karas? Why would the Torah write that extra pasuk by Achay Tzav, Achay Tzeim, to teach me Behema, which is a different category of Erva in punishment? Wouldn't it make sense that the Torah would write an extra pasuk by somewhere where Yechayim Mises Bezen, and the Torah writes an extra pasuk to teach me Behema, which is Mises Bezen, is also Hara? That would have made sense. Why is the Torah writing this extra pasuk by Achay Tzav, Achay Tzeim, which is only Karas? And we say, oh, we don't need it here, so we're using it for something else. Why would the Torah do that? Michti, let us see. Behema chayva mitzvah bezni. Behema chayva mitzvah bezni. My time exiv laharo di dog gabi chayva krisis. Why did the Torah write it by chayva krisis? Lichtav gabi chayva mitzvah bezni. You know, sometimes the Torah does this. It writes a pasuk for A, and it writes it by B. But it's usually in the same category. Here, it writes it by B, which is a different category. Why would the Torah do that? Rashi. Zok Rashi. Lichtav b'mitzvah bezni. Achoy tzav achoy tzeim. Sorry. Hamar b'mehemish l'gomer b'asai. B'achoy tzav achoy tzeim. L'ab mechay b'mitzvah tzeim. Well, tziv b'mitzvah doesn't say mitzvah bezni. Lichtav b'mitzvah bezni. Ka b'imai b'chamoy tzai. By a mom or a mother-in-law, and I would say it's an extra pasuk. I use it for behema. But why do I do it by chayv krisis for chayv mitzvah ben? And for the Gemara, the answer is lichter gabi chayv mitzvah ben. Back to the Gemara, v'neilu mitzvah ben, mi mitzvah ben, and go across the lines by mitzvah ben. And for the Gemara, the answer is I did the kula crawl the drashasi. That whole pasuk of Achoy Tzav, Achoy Tzeim is just to tell us different halachas. Because, again, the Torah wrote Arayas and Parshas Achrei Mais. At the end of Achrei Mais, it said, anybody who does any of these Arayas gets Karas. Then it repeated some of the Arayas and Parshas Kedoshim. It doesn't repeat them all. It repeats those that get Mises Vedin, because that you would not know from Achrei Mais. It repeats Nida, that's to teach me Hara. It repeats Eish Yisach, that's to teach me Halacha about Eish Yisach. It repeats Achoy Tzav, Achoy Tzeim, and it doesn't tell me anything. It doesn't tell me anything that I know of by Achoy Tzav, Achoy Tzeim. Must be this pasuk is a drasha. We'll see what the drasha is in a moment. So once the Torah put this in here for a drasha, it threw in Hara for behema, because this pasuk is a drasha anyway. Since this pasuk is for drasha, so therefore, once the pasuk is written to learn out separate halachas, we threw in the halacha of Hara, which only applies for animals. That's what we need it for. We put it in here instead of writing it elsewhere. Now let me explain what I mean. Imai, the Torah had to repeat to tell me that it's Chayim Mises Bezen. Chamaisai, the Torah had to repeat the Chayim Mises Bezen. So it's not there for a drasha. It's there to tell us a halacha about Imai and Chamaisai. It's not there to explain anything. It's just adding halacha. Achoisavachoisim is getting karets, which we know from Achrimai. So why did the Torah repeat it? So the whole pasuk is for a drasha. And since this is a pasuk that's being used for drashas, the Torah threw in hara, even though it needed it by behema, and behema is a chai b'mitzvah bezel, the Torah threw it in over here. Zok the Gemara, I did the cooler crush at the drasha asi. Aksibeinami hamel still the drasha. Yes, right now. Zok Rashi, I did the cooler ksiv, the cooler crush, the ksiv b'chayisah b'chayisah b'parshas k'doshim tiyo. The drasha asi is coming for a drasha, because it's tiny l'kamon. Ksiv beinami hara, b'loi tzayrach l'drasha the behema. So it says hara, without a tzayrach, so we can dash it for behema. Okay, Dr. Gemara, my drasha. What drasha are we learning out from the pasuk of Achaisa, Achaisa? Titanya. Now it says in Parshas Achrei Mai, Ervas Achais Avicha Leitzgale. Do not live with your father's sister. So we say, Beimin Av, Beimin Aim, whether it's a paternal sister or a maternal sister. And the Brisa says, maybe it's only a paternal sister, your father's sister. Again, as will be pointed out many times in the next Amud Gemara, the main relative of a person are his paternal relatives. We see that in many areas. So maybe when the Torah said that there's an erva called father's sister, it meant a father's paternal sister, not maternal sister. Dr. Gemara Vedinu. No. Logically, I can figure out it means maternal. Why? Because Chayav Khan, the Chayav Achaisai. There's an erva called dad's sister, and there's an erva called the person's own sister. Ma Achaisai Beimena Beimenei. Just like my sister, it says clearly, Bas Avichoi Basimecha, it says clearly that a person is an erva to his sister, whether it's paternal or maternal. Af Khan Beimena Beimenei. So logic says, if by Achaisai it's both, so by Achais Avicha it's also both. Zok de Braisai Klach Lederach Zu. If you're using logic, I can go a different way. Chayav Khan V'chayav Adei Dasai. Person's not allowed to marry his father's brother's wife. And that's only a father's paternal brother's wife. If it's a father's maternal brother's wife, he's not chayav. So the Torah differentiates between the father's brother's wife paternally or the father's brother's wife maternally. So maybe father's sister is the same like a father's brother's wife. If you're making comparisons and you're saying father's sister is like his own sister, well, maybe father's sister is like father's brother's wife. Ma de dasai, and all this is going to be proven. Ma de dasai. It's only a father's paternal brother's wife. It's only a father's paternal sister. What? No, it's not true. It's an erva. Yeah, it might be a shnia, but that's not the guy that's Gemara, right? And for the Gemara, near Lemitaima. So let's see where it's more logical to compare, which we're allowed to do. If you're making logical comparisons between ervas, which is more comparable? Father's sister to your own sister, or father's sister to your father's brother's wife? So, in one way, we could say, both sister and father's sister are without marriage. They are Yisurim that are built in without necessary of marriage. So they're more alike. Through marriage. You can't use that as a Giloy, as a revelation that it's only father's paternal sister, because a father's sister and your own sister are all relatives that didn't need the benefit of marriage, whereas a Dedasai is through marriage, so it's not comparable, right? If you're going to have to pick which one a father's sister is more alike to, you would pick the case of Achaisai. By Klach L'Derek Zu, you can go in a different way. Not in Kroyveyav, be Kroyveyav. Father's brother's wife is his relative. Father's sister is the father's relative, and therefore there's more common ground between a father's brother's wife and a father's sister. don't use Kreiva, Achaisai, which is a person's own relative. So again, we're stuck between two drashas and comparisons, and we don't know which one to compare it to. Achaisai, the Torah told me, Beferish is both paternal and maternal. Doidasai, as we will learn soon, is only paternal. Each one has a common ground with Achais Aviv. Achais Aviv is similar to Achaisai that it did not need the benefit of marriage, but Achais Aviv is similar to Deidasai that it's a father's relative as opposed to his own relative. So which one should we compare it to? Talmud Leimar, Erevis Achais Avicha Leisigale. That's why there's a pasuk in Kedoshim. That's why this pasuk was repeated. It's a drasha. To tell me, Beimenav, Beimenaim. Erevis Achais Simcha Leisigale, Beimenav, Beimenaim. Period. That's why the Torah wrote Erevis Achais Avicha Achais Simcha Leisigale, to tell me the extra pasuk tells me it's both paternal and maternal. Because without that extra pasuk, I wouldn't know what to do. I wouldn't know whether I should compare it to sister or to father's brother's wife. Rashi. Zok Rashi. Ervas achais avicha kro da achre mois kama, the first pasuk nakat. Benchi achais avicha menem beminem. Ma achais avicha menem beminem. Tuxi pas avicha basimech. Tesso. Ma the dusim and avicha menem. Shimoi doi da chiyav menem. If it would have been his father's brother's wife, eternally. Right. There was a marriage. Can't be approved. And since we don't know which way to go, it's not necessary. Already told us in Achrimais. If there's a different punishment, it would have told you the punishment, because why did it have to say, meaning, why is there a law? That's what makes it an extra pasuk. All the other ones, it just tells you their punishment. Why does it say here, don't do it? What is added by don't do it? We already know you shouldn't do it. Tell me, if you do father, sister, mother, sister, it's chorus. But don't tell me a lot of like the gala. Call you say, Rahul, the rabbis, I'll call you some of my name, period. Frack the Gemara, Lomeli, the mix of, Lomeli, the mix of, why did the Torah have to say it by both? Say it by one, and I would know the other. Zuck the Gemara, no, you would not. I'm a rabbi of old, Shrihi. The main family is your paternal family. That's where your yichus is going by. By a mother's family, that's not where your miyuchus from. That's not what your family is known as, right? Meaning, the father's, you belong to the shevet of your father, not to the shevet of your mother. So it's a stronger relationship. Your mom is 100% your mom. Your father is not 100% your father. How do we know it's your father? Because we have a rive. It's an assumption. It's a good assumption, but it's only an assumption. Maybe that's not as strong of a relative because it's not a definite relative. Therefore, I need a pasuk b'achaisav. That's why I need both pasukim. Rashi? Learned by one and we know the other. Yes, Lachayas. The Mishpachas Av Kriya Mishpacha. Paternal family is main family. The Siva Yisyalda Mishpachasim Levein Savaisim. Achais Ein Vade Kriya Vasoi. Achais Av Shemachas Mishalom Ein Savaisim. We don't know for sure it's his father. We assume. A good assumption, but it's still only an assumption. There's a kasha from Reb Chaim Brisker, who asks the following question. The Gemara says, if a father tells somebody to do something and his mother tells him to do something, do what your father says, because your mother also has to honor her husband. So there are equal obligations to dad and mom, but since your mother also has to honor her husband, he goes first. And if they're divorced, they're equal, and therefore do whatever one you want. That's the halacha. Reb Chaim Why don't we say a mother should go first? Because she's a definite relative. She's Vadai. The Gemara here entertains a Havamina that a mother is a stronger relative than a father because she's 100% and the father is only a Rive. Again, a good Rive, but it's only a Rive. So why shouldn't that obligate a kid to do honor his mother more than his father, let's say in the divorce, right? Because it's a definite relative as opposed to a Rive, and a Vadai is always more than a Rive. Zakrub Chaim, such a beautiful Chapur of Chaim. By honoring your mother first, you're saying to her, oh, you might have been Mizana. Therefore, I'm honoring you first. That's not Kibbutz. If you honor your mother first, what you're saying is, oh, you're definite. Dad's not definite. That means you might have lived with some other person. And therefore, I'm honoring you first. Zakrub Chaim, that's not Kibbutz. How does that keep a name when you're telling her you're first because you might have been Mizana? And therefore, father, by marriage, father goes first. If they're not married, they're both equal. That's,
by honoring the father, you're honoring the mother.
Well, at least you're not questioning her reputation. You're not questioning her kasha. I thought it was a beautiful chop for Rav Chaim. Yes, you had a question before. I thought it was a beautiful chop. People say Rav Chaim only said it look today as a sharp, not that this is the real reason. Because who says Vaday goes before a Rive? Rive is a Pesach, it's Chazaka, it's a Rive. But they said it's a good chap for Rav Chaim, it's a sharp line, sharp word for Rav Chaim. Not Rav Chaim, but it's the same idea. What? Chaim Briska, yeah. Stam Rav Chaim, Chaim Briska, even in Cleveland. I know, excited. There's so many Reb Chaims, Baruch Hashem. In Cleveland, it used to be Reb Chaim was Reb Chaim Tozer. And then you had Reb Chaim Stein. And now you have Reb Chaim Stein, and you have Reb Chaim Shinyevsky. But this is Reb Chaim Brisk. Right, okay. Zog to Gemara Vait. But they dosed the Pshita Le the Tana de Minav Le Minay Minolay. The Gemara assumed that a father's brother's wife is only a paternal brother, not a maternal brother. How do you know that? I'm a Rava. So Rava said, ask you, die. We learn it out from Xerah Shabbat. Ksifacha Ervas die Gila, that he revealed the Erva of his uncle. Ksifacham, I die, and die Yigalena. Says over there that when a person sold himself as an Erva to a guy, he should be redeemed. Either his uncle or his cousin should redeem him. Ma'ala halon, by the halacha of redemption, min'av alay minay. Just like there, it's only a chiyuv of paternal relatives. So here also, day means paternal. Frank the Gemara v'hasa min'alon. And who says by redemption it's only father's relatives? Maybe over there it's also mother's relatives, paternal relatives. Zag the Gemara, amr kram mi'mishpachta yigalena, from his family. Mishpachas av kuya mishpacha. Mishpachas aim ain't a kuya mishpacha. Father's family is called mishpacha. And a mother's family is not mishpacha for Yerusha purposes. And therefore, when the Torah says, ben doi, echad mi mishpachtai, it's talking father's family. So doi means father's brother. And we're saying it means paternal, because it's the father's family, his paternal family. And therefore, when it says Daidasai by Arias, it also means father's paternal brother, not maternal brother. And that's the source, that Daidasai is only paternal, not maternal. It's Devishavam, which teaches it to me. Rashi. Ma'ala halom min av, aim im achi ave bin av, who have a karev li'inyin gula. Now here's a very... I mean, the Achrayim zero in on this Rashi. If I were writing the Rashi, or if the Achrayim felt they were writing the Rashi, they would say that a father's paternal brother has a chiyuv. A father's maternal brother doesn't have a chiyuv to get involved in his nephew's getting sold as an eved. It has to be mishpachta. It has to be paternal relatives. Right? But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, "Amachi aved min avu." He's more related to Geula. Now Rashi makes it sound that there is an obligation on maternal relatives to do some redeeming. It's just that the Torah is stressing paternal first. I've come and I've eliminated. Everybody wants to know if the source is the pasuk mishpachtai, where did Rashi get to say the maternal relatives have a chiyuv, period? Where did he get that from? Doesn't say that. It says, I die, die, bed, die, die, echem, mishpachti, gileno. Or I think it says afterwards, I think a yada viniga. So Rashi seems to say, paternal more than maternal. Mashma, there is, they ask, they're going to ask Rashi, like, where did this come from? Where is there a chiyuv on maternal relatives more than in any of these? Let's say there is a chiyuv in any other Jew. But it wouldn't be a chiyuv of maternal relatives. Just tell me if that maternal relatives have a chiyuv and every other Jew. Well, would be the source of that?
The fourth Sunday after Purim, right?
What would be the source of that?
So why are
you waiting for them to get
that's what she's doing now.
Father's maternal brother, his wife, is not an Arab, but a Shnia.
Before Purim, right?
Rabbi, if we might just remind remote listeners to mute themselves, please.
Thank you.
Thank you, Harvey.
There's no erva of a mother's brother's wife. That's a shnei also. Right, even the father. The shayla v'chayseim and ha'achayshas haki avad mineh. I mean, Ema, is it also a Shni or not? Salacha, a father's brother's maternal, a father's maternal brother's wife, biblically, is permitted to get married. Not an Erva. Rabban or not, it's one of the Shniyas. And a mother's brother's wife is Bechlal not Asher biblically, both paternal and maternal.
Brother's wife.
She got divorced. Obviously, she's not an HSS, right? Not an Erva. Person can biblically marry his mother's brother's wife. Rabbanan made an Ishniya questionable how far. Gemara earlier said, Aisha Sachiyah Aim Mina Av is Ishniya. There was a Shaila, how about an Aisha Sachiyah Aim Mina Aim? A mother's maternal brother's wife, is that also a Shnia? But it's not an Erva. The only brother, parent's brother's wife that's a biblical Erva is a father's paternal brother's wife. Nothing else is a biblical Erva. I mean, we don't like to violate rabbinic Ervas either. We're not encouraging this, but it's not biblical. And the source for that is that we learn how Daidai from Daidai by redeeming a Eved who sold to a guy. And there it says Mishpachtai. And Mishpachtai is a word for father's family, paternal family, because you see Arusha and Yichus all goes to the father's family. There's no Yerusha to a maternal family. Something about that. Now, because we got involved, see, this is how the Gemara evolved. Let's take it. We wanted to know Hara, so we figured out Hara. But by figuring out Hara, we ended up with an extra pasuk. So the extra pasuk had to be used with Drusha. So we got involved in what the Drusha was. And because we got involved in what the Drusha was, we started talking about some Ervas that are only paternal, and some Ervas that are either paternal or maternal. So we're going to go through a whole other list of arayas to figure out, are they only your paternal or even maternal? Again, way off the subject. We started with hara. We wanted to know how a partial bia is called a bia. We figured it out. And because we said it three times, we had to figure out why we need the other two psukim. And because we figured out why we need the other two psukim, we got involved in whether our father's sister is paternal or maternal. Oh, some Erevus are only paternal and some Erevus are maternal, we're going to have a whole new, a few other Erevus that we have to figure out whether they're paternal or maternal. Sources for what the halacha is. The next one is a wife's sister. A wife's sister. Is that only a wife's paternal sister or even a wife's maternal sister? Now, the Torah told it to me explicitly by his own sister. The Torah also told me by Daidai, we learned out of Gzeirah Shavah, that it's only paternal. By his own sister, the Torah said paternal and maternal. By Daidai, the Torah said paternal only. How about a wife's sister? Reuven married Rachel. Rachel's sister Leah is her maternal sister. Can he marry Leah also? Torah said you can't marry your wife's sister, but she's only a maternal sister, she's not a paternal sister. Is that considered a erva or not? Zok de Gemara. Why is it not? We have a Mishnah. Now the Mishnah tells us a story. Amru loy meisa ishtacha. A guy left town, and two people came and told him, listen, your wife died. He married her paternal sister, which he thought he was perfectly allowed to do because his wife died. There's no issue of marrying a wife's sister if the wife died. Okay. Mesa. Then they came and told him, oh, by the way, that sister you married also died. So listen to the story. He married a woman. He was told she died. So he married her paternal sister. And then he was told she died. So he married the second woman's maternal sister, not related to the first woman. I hope I'm explaining myself. I hope Archko has a chart here. Meaning, it's his first sister, wife was his wife. He married her paternal sister, who now he married the second wife's maternal sister, who is not related to wife number one. So one and three are totally not related. They share half-sister. To the first wife, the second wife was a paternal sister. To the third wife, she was a maternal sister. So they share a half a sister, but they're not related. Okay. Mesa, wife number three, he told was died. So he married three's paternal sister. So four and two are not related. Four and one are for sure not related. Four and two are not related. Four is related to three. Three is related to two. Two is related to one. Mesa, v'nasa chaisim ima. And then four died. He was told four died. He married number five, who's a maternal sister to number four. So one is related to two, but not related to three. Two is related to both one and three. Right? Four is related to three and to five, but five is not related to three. I hope I'm explaining myself. Art was a picture.
A, B, C, D, E. It's easier to measure.
One and two? Is letters easier than...
Because you're talking about parents one, parents one, parents two, parents three, and he goes to A, B, C for the sisters.
Bottom line is, one, three, and five are not related. Now he found out that all five are alive. That means he had no right to marry the second one. It wasn't a good kedusha.
Number one is Ishtecha.
I'm sorry?
Number one is Ishtecha. Is the first wife?
Yeah, he married a woman. That's his legal marriage to number one. Then he heard she died. He married two,
okay.
Which now that he found out one is alive, the marriage to two was an invalid marriage. He was mezana with two. Not his fault. He thought she was dead. He was a total shaygig. But the bottom line, he was mezana with two. He didn't marry two. It was number one's paternal sister. But he thought one died. Now, he heard two died. He married three. Now, it ended up that one, two, and three are alive. So one and three are not related to each other. So he's married to one and he's married to three. He heard three died, he married four. Now he heard that one, two, three, and four are alive. So he's married to one and three, not to two and four. Then he married five, because he heard four died. So at the end of the day that all five are alive, He's married to 1, 3, and 5. They're totally unrelated to each other. He was mezana with 2, and he was mezana with 4. Not his fault, but he was mezana with 2 ladies. That doesn't answer their relatives. He married 1, he married 3 who's unrelated to 1, and he married 5 who's unrelated to 3. He has 3 wives. 1, 3, and 5. And 2 and 4 are not his wives. They never were his wives. He thought they were, but they never were. But not. Amaloy Mesa Ishtakov. They told him his wife died, but not Sakhaisimivya. He married her paternal sister. Mesa, they told him she died, but not Sakhaisimiba. He married the second one's maternal sister. Mesa, he told she died, but not Sakhaisimivya. He married the third one's paternal sister. Mesa, but not Sakhaisimiba. He married the fourth one's maternal sister. And now he found out all her alive. If he were to die, they could do yibum to either 1, 3, or 5, and everybody would be putter. And he's not allowed to stay married to 2 and 4, because they are his wife's sisters. Obviously, if he lived with her, she's not married, so if he died, if the brother lived with her, it wouldn't be a yibum. It wouldn't do anything.
Otherwise?
No. He has 1, 3, and 5. Now the brother went and did yibum to 1. That pot is 3 and 5.
Why would I think not?
It's just saying that if he does yibum to 2, it's nothing. What happens if the brother went and married to...
They're not related.
Right. Rashi. So Rashi gives names. Instead of 1 and 2, or A and B, Rashi gives names. Now, if you chart it out, it's okay. If you don't chart it out, remembering names might be harder. Hachi Yosina, I'm sorry. Hachi not Amar LeMeisa Ishtachon. Dina Bas Leah MiYaakov. Dina is Leah's daughter from the father named Yaakov. But Yecheved Bas Leah MiChetzrei. Yecheved is a maternal sister from a different father. The Sarah Bas Chetzrei Mixtura. And Sarah is a paternal sister to Yecheved. And Rivka is a maternal sister from Besuel. And Malka is a paternal sister because her mother's name is Chana.
He's going backwards.
He's going backwards.
Okay.
Ruvain married Malka, who is Chana's daughter and Besuel's daughter. And Ruvain took a trip. They told him Malka died. Benazes Rivka, who's also Besuel's daughter from Keturah, she had Chaisa Mevia. It's her father's daughter, sister, a paternal sister. They both share the same father named Besuel. One had a mother named Chana, and one had a mother named Keturah. Chazer Ramalei Mesa Rivka, Benazes Sarah Chaisa Mima. He married Sarah, who's Keturah's daughter, but a different father named Chetzrein. Ramalei Mesa Sarah, Benazes Yecheved Chaisa Mevia, Yecheved is Chetzrein's daughter from Leah. Amar Lo Meisi Yecheved, Vanessa Dina Chaisamima. He married Dina, who's also Leah's daughter, from Yaakov. Chazub Amar Lo Kulin Kayamais, and now they informed them, you should know, they're all alive. So Allah is Mutab Rishayna B'malki Ishtai, Ubishlish is Sarah, he's a Rivka Lohaya Kedushah Kedushin, because Rivka's Kedushin wasn't a Kedushin of B'yata B'ayinasu. It was a mistake. It was an accident. The Mutar B'Sarachai says it's not nice in Alanusa. It doesn't ask your relatives. The Chamish is Dina. The Ava Pishi Yecheved Revius. Pishi Bias Yecheved Pituhu. It was a seduction. Now it's interesting. By Rashi, by the second one, called it an Anusa. And when he got to the fourth one, he called it a Pitui. The Achreinim pointed out, really, both were the same. He thought the wife was dead. He thought he was allowed to marry. By the second one, he says, it was Anusa. What do you want from the guy? And by the fourth one, he says, it was a seduction. Again, I don't know why in one case he calls it an Anus, in one case he calls it a Pitoy. Vein the Kedushim, they shall shlish us, I could have Kedushushim. But Paitris Rezeim of Mace, if he died. The Chol Tulach, Achen Lachas, men. Rashi says, Chalitza, could have said, keep him, Paitris Rezeim. Now, Vasser Bishniya Bitnei Rishayna, Rivi is a nationalist. And he's answered to the second one because of the first one, and to the fourth one because of the third one. What happens? The first one did die. The first one's dead. And he married the second one. So he's married to 2 and 4, not to 3 and 5. Motzer b'shniya b'rviya, so Pinchester is saying, Basa b'shlishis v'chamishis. But if the first one is alive, so the second one is not his wife. So 1, 3, and 5 are his wife. If the first one died, that means the second one is his wife. So 2 and 4 are his wife, but 3 and 5 are not. See, because the Gemara makes it sound that the first one died subsequently. Meaning when he married number 2, it wasn't a good marriage. But then the first one ended up dying, and he lived again with number 2. That would be the Kedusha. Right. That's the Shiloh here. I didn't want to get it. I wanted to leave that alone. Correct. Not so simple. Alma, that teaches me that Achayt Ishtai, Beimin Av, Beimin Haim. That Mishnah teaches me that the issue of marrying a wife's sister is both paternal and maternal. The setup of that Mishnah, from going from paternal to paternal to paternal to paternal, teaches me that both are usher. Question is, how do you know that? Minala. Who says that wife's sister is maternal? Maybe it's only paternal. The Torah never said it. How do you know that wife's sister is even a wife's maternal sister? Zakti Gemara, Yalav Machaisai. We learn it now from Machaisai. Machaisai, Beimenah, Beimenahim. A sister the Torah wrote out, Basavichai, Basimecha. Avkan, Beimenah, Beimenahim. It's a comparison to sister. Rashi, Al Machais Isha Beimenah, Beimenahim. The Shlishis, Achais Shoshnia Meimahim. The third one is a maternal sister of the second one. It's because the second one wasn't his wife. If you would have married the second one, Bryce even said that. The Bryce of the Mishnah said that. If he married the second one, he's also in the third one. Okay, so we learn it out from his sister. Why don't we learn it out from his father's brother's wife? Why don't we compare wife's sister to father's brother's wife? How do you know which one to compare it to? Something tomorrow will make sense. Mistabra, it makes sense. A wife's sister is similar to his sister, meaning it's his relative, not his parents' relative. His relative and his wife's relative. That's considered like his relative. On the other hand, the Dasa required a marriage and his wife's sister required a marriage from him to his wife. Maybe since it comes through a marriage, it's only paternal. Again, you're comparing it to sister. Sister is a relative without a marriage. Wife's sister is only through a marriage. So maybe that's like father's brother's wife, which came through a marriage. On the other hand, your wife's sister is equal to your sister, that it's your direct relative as opposed to your parents' relative. So which one should we compare wife's sister to? Sister or aunt? We're stuck. Rashi. So Rashi wants to point it out, even though it's not his blood relative, the chamachmas atzmei nesra olav, it comes straight from him, the loy machmas aviv. So we will continue Mitzvah tomorrow. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, so we have a shorter day, only till 22. Everybody should have a wonderful day, and a good Chodesh.